Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Menorah Shefili Nishmas, our sister Bas Shmuel, Rufus Chayachev, Fega Bas Mincha Yudis Basia. And we're going to be discussing a very interesting Shaila from the Sefer Avni Derech. Avni Derech is a large set of Svarim, at least 14 volumes, written by Rav in Eretz Yisrael, young Rav, Rav Elchanan Prince, and very, very user friendly. Tshuva Sefer, a lot of Maram Komos, written in, usually in quite contemporary lingo, Hebrew language, and clear, and not too long, what people like today. It shouldn't be too long. So, the Shaila is, this is in the 14th volume, Kuf Mem Zayin, Echad Me'achav Chovshim, Hino Druzi, who is Min, Et Chavirav Chovshim HaYudim L'Simchat Nesuei Benos Yehevel. A medic who's a Druze, and he invited his fellow Jewish medics to his son's chasana. I don't know if we call it a chasana. A wedding. He invited them to his son's wedding, his son's Druze wedding. Are you allowed to attend a Druze wedding? Zashe Vashelano. And we begin with an Agamar Nabe Dezaran Dav Chesamet Aleph. Ovid Kochav Mishas Mishlo Vmei Vizimen Is Kala Yehudim Shebirach Bishachem Mishalom Shais Mishalhem. If a guy makes a party for his son, and he invites all the Yidden in town, even though they eat from their own food, they drink from their own drinks. It's like they ate from the from dead animals, unkosher dead animals. Lest they call you and you eat from their zevach, from the sacrifices they bring to their gods. Why? Ramam Hilchas Avodas Kochavim Paskins this din, Goy Shaasa Mishta Levno, Levito Asilanas Mitsudas, when Goy made a party for his son or his daughter, you're now to be Nana from the Suda. A few Lechola Yisraeli, Lishtos Mishalosha Maser, Hovim Sibas Abayim Achlu. So you're not allowed to eat and drink, even if you bring your own food, because it's a Goyisha party. You're now let it go, and this obviously applies. This is very practical for us Jews who might have a job, and you're invited to a Christmas party or the like, a New Year's party. So you're allowed to party with the Goyim. So you see from here now, Rambam says, from the time they start preparing the Suda and all the days of the Mishta and after the Mishta, 30 days, you're not allowed to join them. It's a party. You're not allowed to go to a Goyisha party. And then if he makes another party for the because of the marriage, even after 30 days is usher, until 12 months. And this is all this distance us from Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, quotes the Pasuk of the Gemara, V'kar lecha v'chalta mizivcho, and then you're gonna eat from his carbon for his Avodah Zarah, and then you're going to take from his daughters for your sons, and their daughters are, and then they're going to, his daughters are going to make them go after their gods, and, they're going to bring your sons along. In other words, it's mamish going to be an Avodah Zarah party over here, because the once you start with the regular party, then the Jewish boy sees the attractive non-Jewish girl, and it starts with one thing, and it ends up with Avodah Zarah. As the imne dayek me'agamara v'arambam, it would appear that the din is not dafka v'achalta mizivcho, that you eat maichel that's not kosher. Just to come and say Mazel Tov, there's no Isser, because it's us, even if you bring your own food. In other words, you're eating Badatz Eid HaRegel's food, and despite that, it's still going to be Isser. Why is it going to be Isser? Because we're concerned that you're going to follow their Avodah Zarah. You're not even allowed to go, the Gemara says. Kilo achlu mizivchei meisim, koral lecha mazal tov mechalta mizivcho. Even if you bring your own food, you're not allowed to go. So Paskin the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Komosim Mishal Chupas Benoy Bitoi Asli Yisrael Lechol Shem Afilu Oichal Mishaloi V'Shamish Shaloi Mitshamu Mishamish. So a guy who makes a party for his son's chuppah or his daughter's chuppah, a Jew is not allowed to eat there. And even if he eats from his own food, and he's his own waiter, Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to go to a Goyish wedding. And the Ritva says that Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, the Yisr is even B'sman Hazeh, there's no Heter Mishum Eva, because it might arouse hatred. And he said it's never Mutter, because it's Asr Min HaTorah. And so writes the Ravid. However, the Drisha, Yeridaya, Kufnun Beis, has a suffix if it's mutter michshash eva. We already saw Ritva says not michshash eva, but the Jerusha wonders maybe it's mutter michshash eva. So the Prisha was mistopic. Behira kacha taz, the taz and kufnun beis writes that since the asr is learned from a pasuk, the Torah asked it, so we should separate from them. The Torah wants there to be eva. We don't want to get too close to them. It's nice if there's a little bit of animosity. This way we won't follow their Avodah Zarahs. However, in the Sefer Tzvila Tzadik, he writes, based on Rashi, that if the reason is because of bris, So this, the Tzvila Tzadik says there is the Drisha's suffix was is it mutter b'makom eva? And he says if the whole problem is that you're going to get close to the Gentiles, so what does it matter whether he's makriv or not? Because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara that the problem is v'achalta mizivcho. But if the problem is getting close to their daughters, then what does it matter whether he's makriv or not? Whether it's because of a wedding or a different type of party. Now that b'zman hazeh goyim don't, they're not bringing karbanos during their parties. So he thought the Drisha suffik was a valid suffik, and there is a tzat to be matur mishum eva. That if a guy makes a party, that it's mutter l'shum eva. As long as you have your own, if it's going to cause hatred, animosity, then it's mutter. If you have your own waiter, and you don't eat their food. In the Tshuva Sateres Paz, in the Milum, to have an Ezra, Krach Gimel Simin Mem, it's a beautiful yid, Talmud Chacham Rav Zvichai. I was once at his house about 25 years ago or so. Such a nice man. Anyway, he has a Chuvas Ateres Paz. Really, really long Chuvas with a million makaros. But he writes so nicely, so clearly. So Rav Pinchas Zvichi in the Ateres Paz, he writes that he heard Miyodi the same that the Druzim have Mamish Avodah Zarah in their religion. So therefore you have to be careful about that. But there are other Acharonim who say no, the Druzim aren't considered Avodah Zarah. So writes the Tshuva's Divrei David Taharani, Rav David Taharani. So there's a long tshuva on going to Goyisha parties in the Mishnah Halachas. Mishnah Halachas writes, it's a pretty lengthy tshuva. Vavur amimu du mikrod zeh depen pecho su l'shnei inyanim v'zeh du siyam arambam v'akachtem ibnoysev v'vnecha b'zanu k'lom v'digam zeh v'chal atam v'zeh shepel n'techo is bris v'im ken ha-kalpon v'vorish b'ram k'per shetanz v'gemar shempel ha-shach shel ha-zorcha m'zeh. So the Mishnah Halachas is medayik from the Rambam. But the Gemara just writes the Karla Chavag Vachalta Mizivcho. That's the problem. That's why you're not allowed to go to a Goyisha party. But the Rambam adds Lakachlim Ibnoisa Levanecha Vizanu Benoisa Vachare Leheyam Vizanu Vizbanecha Vachare Leheyam. In the beginning of the pasuk is Penticho is bris le'yoshev aretz. Lest you make a bris with Yoshev aretz. In other words, it's not just an inyan here of making a bris. It's not just an Indian here of Avakracha Avachata Mizivcho, excuse me. It's not just an Indian of eating from their Zevach of Avodah Zarah. But the problem is Pentichos Bisidah Shvearetz, Vizanach Rei Elohim, Vizavcho Elohim. And then Bekarlach Avachata Mizivcho, Vlakach Mibnoisa Levanecha, Vizanach Mibnoisa Vachrei Elohim, Bezmas Benecha Rei Elohim. So we have a chashash here that we shouldn't get close to them. So the Rambam is adding on to the Gemara. Now the Gemara just says the word that worried about Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam says, no, but let's look at the whole Pasuk. Quotes the whole pasuk that there's going to be znus and you're going to become good friends with them. So Rambam says that it's an avodah zarah problem, but he also quotes the pasuk. He writes it's Mibnei Avodah Zarah, and then he quotes the whole pasuk. So, in other words, we're concerned not only with the Avodah Zarah, but Karlcha v'chalta mizivcho, but also that you shouldn't get close to the goyim. V'kachli mibnoisel v'vanecha, that's going to end up the intermarrying, chas v'shalom. Chenir l'finis, daiti en l'chutz dirai ataz b'kalsi, you can't be doicha what the Taz says. Remember, it was the Taz who said that... This is learned from the pasuk of making a bris with them, so we have to make sure to stay away. We want there to be eva. So you want to be matir mishum eva, fakert. You should aser mishum eva, that we want there to be eva. The Taz says we're concerned, and based on the Rambam, based on the pasuk, that we're concerned that we shouldn't get too close to them. And therefore, it says the Mishnah halachas, don't be doicha the Taz. Gam ki aprisha mistapik, though the priest is not sure, v'shachay v'gam ki nitzvekas aprisha, v'nech v'tzarachim, ragunus ha-kesav cholak al Taz v'kochor yasum nerav letzim adin. Kitzer, and then before we brought the Tzvila Tzadik, who says that the time is a Mishum Bris, because the Pasuk says Dafka that they bring a carbon. So it's both. It's both that we shouldn't eat from the Avodah Zarah. We shouldn't take part in the Avodah Zarah rites, and also that we shouldn't get too close to them. And then he says, so what's the difference between a wedding or other party? So he says that whenever there's a makom simcha, yoser shchir shichus v'chasnus. So if it's a makom simcha, so a hilula is a wedding, but any happy event. Any happy event, you have to stay away from them, because that's when that's when people feel close to each other, and that's when they dance with each other and they marry each other. Rambam writes, "Asur lishtois imayim afil makom shein lachos lehay nesech kez lishtam misiv shal akum shiyan mevushal shein or neser or shel ishes mekel levadu v'merov misiv Yisrael muter." Rambam writes, you're not allowed to drink with them, even if there's no yayin nesach. If it's a mesiba shalakum, it's a goyisha party. And even though the yayin is mevushal, it doesn't become aser. Or you're only drinking from your own kelim. But if it was mostly Jews, it's mutter, and the Taz writes, Ef shu brai sot of sefta, in lecha mishna, shem al sklato asir mashkatsu baruch ha-shulchan, chom masu shecha akum, dafko beveis akum, b'nei she chasnas ba b'shtim mesibas akum. So he brought the aruch ha-shulchan, writes that in Yeridei Kuf Yadalek Sivkan Zayin, that Chamam Asrid, the Sheikhar of Akum, drink a Goyisha beer in the house of a Goy, because Chasnas, when do you get married to them? Because you drink at a Goyisha party. Fiani is Daiti, Dvarav, Divrei Ramu, Furashi, Begumar, Sanhedrin, Tanad of Eliyahu, Yish Mordan, Dvarav, Believer, Shalev Chalim Akum, El Shulchan, Shekin, Mitzenov, Chizkiyahu, Melchid Shachalim Akum, says that the person should be careful not to eat with goyim on the same table. Find Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, ate with Goyim on the same table, and then he was punished. one does eat with a guy at the same table, and if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's mezalzel in his Torah, he's mechal the name of Hashem Shemayim, he's going to end up losing his money, his children, Chas v'shalom, going into galus. Even in your own house, you're not allowed to eat with the same guy, the guy at the same table. Yosef said, no, we don't need the Mitzrim don't eat with the Yivrim Lechem, because Yosef wanted to separate that. Yosef wanted to separate between the Jews and the Goyim. So maybe bring a raya to the Beis Yosef, who writes that it's only if they're eating at a party together. But if they're eating individually, it's not a problem. The raya is from Tana de Beis Yosef. It says you shouldn't eat al shulchan, dafka al shulchan. Maybe it's mutter if you're eating on your own. When a goy makes a party for his chuppah, for his son or his daughter, the Jew's not allowed to eat there. So, dafka wedding, but if it's a suit of darkei shalom, it's mutter. So there are three categories. Number one, chas to a wedding of his son or daughter, even bnei darkei shalom is aser. Stam, without chasus, it's mutter bnei darkei shalom. Never bnei darkei shalom, it's aser. And the Tana de Beliyahu is talking about it's bnei darkei shalom. Akopanam olam das halavush mishta akum luchup benor bitu afilu yesh b'mishum darkei shalom aser kedasa taso. Even if there's shalom involved, you're not allowed to go to the wedding. Mikan namin erapashu took much chas for Rambam. Kochus machol seres kesh lo yishdan the mitzvah shel akum. Because the Kol Moshe LeFarsh Rambam Lomayr Shosin Kfius Lishlosim Agoyim Akum, Avolisol Misibas Goyin Oaser. So you wanted to say the Shoyl here wanted to say Pshat the Rambam is that you're not allowed to do it only if you have a Kfius to drink with the guy, but to go to a party to drink a little bit is not a problem. L'chein Mechupas Beno Namik Shiyech Lagam Kein Roshach Lusher Chasnas Avolasim Mishum Karlecha. Never Mechupas Beno, it's not a problem of Chasnas because it's a one time thing. The only problem is V'Karlecha V'Chalta Mizivcha. So the Mishnah Halacha says it's any meal. Now I'd eat with the goyim, certainly not at a party. Not only achilas aser, shtiyas aser. They're both aser, because we have the problem of avodah zarah, you also have the problem of getting too close to them. Ole the didan beveis chasnus shel akum finu stati yeshem aktatash lochal kval. You're not allowed to go. It says mishnah aloch zla locha. You're not allowed to go to a goyish wedding. Don't worry about Eva. Vimev shalolech kval. Yosef toiv ubefrat shemishenu oichol. Yesh lo teirutim harbe shenu yochol lechol imroitzi beteirutim shalegu am Eva. Vimakum eim sheisol tzorech machalom kshem yobin gamkein ma shenu oichol kval. So going to a goyish chasana, don't eat at all. Don't eat, because that's the lashon of the Rambam. Right? The lashon of the Rambam is eating. Goyish also mishal v'ron vito also lehanos misud also. And even if the Jew has his own food, he's not allowed to eat. So Yisrael is eating. Don't eat there. Don't drink there. And you know what's even better? It's even better, don't go at all. It's even better not to go at all. But if you have to go, then don't eat or drink. Somebody who's not eating now has an excuse. He says, listen, I can't eat. And this way he prevents the Eva. I can't eat anyway. That's why I can't come. It's very unpleasant, you know, that somebody's going to come to the wedding and he's not going to eat anything. So the guy will say, "All right, I forgive you." And there'll be no eva. And to go misiba shel goyim atov, it's definitely answer. It says, "Don't be al tismachsol gil kamen. Don't rejoice with goyish simchas." So in other words, it seems to Mishnah Halacha, the only way you can go is go without eating, and only if you have to. In Sefer Vayomer Shmuel, he writes, "Hatzati l'ham sheyachol l'shtati v'chatuna zo, ashlo yachol l'shtu klal." So in Sefer Vayomer Shmuel, he says, told him to go to this chasen of this, I guess, Druzen, and he says, just don't eat or drink. From the Rei Hashas v'poskim uch shesur v'shtat v'slai machol v'mishta. It's mukh v'shas and poskim that the Yisr is eating and drinking. Chom etzen or Yisr v'shtat v'smulach v'lishas mumah. Even though it says, Pentechos bris, v'kar l'cha v'achalta mizivcho. So he's going to, just you make a bris, you make a covenant with them, you make friends with them, and then they're going to call you and eat from their zevach. It's mashma, just even being there is a problem. I'll go upon him, but the Rambam only codifies that the Yisr is eating and drinking. Asura, that's the problem. Mistakless, of course, today, you go to any non-Jewish party. Today, the custom of non-Jewish women is not to dress with tznius, if anybody knows. I hope you didn't. And Mishad Dine Loisuchanim, other Loisuchanim problem. To compliment them, to give them gifts, etc. And the Abi Omer and Chelik Yud Yerodes and Yevgimel, he's asked about a Muslim Arab. He's a good guy, he does good favors for the Jews. Shemesi is Benoi, he wants to invite the Jews for a Suda in a special room. It's going to be a Kashrus, it's going to be Ashgacha. He wants it to be nice for them. And if they don't come, it's going to be a Chashash Eva. He said it's Mutter, because it's a Heker, they have their own room. However, Reb Elio Schlesinger writes, "Shem Yichom L'shtati V'chase Ech Lo'ich L'sham Ka." They can go, don't eat. Don't eat. Chacham Avadia says they can have their own food. If they have their own food, their own room, it's fine. But he says no. Schlesinger says don't eat at all. A letter from Harav Eliyahu Abergil, the author of the Divus Elio. Yisa B'Gemara, he writes, "Ketzer ovuchom shatz mishal b'no b'zimis kol yehudim shebiro af b'shem ochlim shatz mishal mishamish yehudim emet lefnei ma'ale leim akas v'kib l'ochom b'zivchei meisim shen rukal l'chom v'chaltem b'zivchei perish rashi shekol yimei elulav v'amishta makrif korbanos avoy dezar." He sees an avoy dezar problem. Poskein a Rambam. Rambam Paskins this way. Avoy dezar test as vav. Goy shatz mishal b'no l'bito esur lehenos misudas v'chol chak v'nei avoy dezar. Shulchan Aruch yirdei kofin meizav l'chom v'oysa mishal l'chom v'zbinoy abitoy. Asur l'Yisrael l'echol shem v'goy. Makes a party for the wedding of his son or his daughter, a Jew is not allowed to eat there. Filochem Mishlom and eat his own food. The Rambam writes a lesson of Isra Hanel, the Shulchan Aruch writes a lesson of Isra Achila. Charnir Das Marna Shulchan Aruch, Rak Lechel Shemud Asra, Alein Afein Al Shulchan Shalada. Apparently, the Shulchan Aruch is holding that only to eat there is Asr, even if you're eating your own food. But Stam Hana, to go to give him a bracha, hear some music, it's fine. The Rambam says, any Hana is Asr, even if it's not a food. According to this, Yabazem Larana Shochanar Chalvein Ochel Sham Yuchal Avaka Derech Nimus Lavarchov Mastov Chadayne. The Ram Gamzelser the Cholanav Mashmaser. So the Shochanar says, "Don't eat, but go." Wish a Mastov. The Ram says, "No, don't even go. Don't even get anah." V'inan Odam Divrei Rambam. It's well known what the Rambam says. Chol Goy Sheinu Aver Machal Sesuris 11:7. Chol Bei Sheinu Aver Bezarik Oneil Ishmael Mienam Aser B'Shtiyu Matir B'Hanoya. And Har Kol Agoyim Kakas B'Chuvish Nishmael Mienam Aver Bezarik. Any guy is not available to Zara, their yain is asur b'shtia mutar b'hanah. They don't make yain nesach because they don't serve a Zara. So if the whole vort says the says Rabbi Brujil, if the whole vort is that the mishta mibito b'no shel goy b'gal of a Zara, that the goy is makul of a Zara, since it's known that the Jerusalem are like the Ishmaelim, they're not of a Zara, they're not an Isser. So the only problem is the Avodah Zara. Because of this, the Chacham Ovadia was matir l'shtati for simchas b'nosha muslimi. But now the Avodah Zarah, since the reason is Avodah Zarah. So in other words, if the reason were like we saw another poskim that they say no, it's also because of the, it's also because we're going to marry their girls. They're going to get too close to the goyim. So then it doesn't matter what type of goyim. But if it's an Avodah Zarah problem, then the Yishmaelim are okay.
Gam benoitzim kasev maran yeshar mishen called vermel amoral voice it's manavos manazen will to the chavim
figure mutter lasses imam biyom chagmun al avosim kol shar dvar. Bizman hazeh, even the notzer ma'amun of the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says notzer ma'ar of the Avodah Zarah, that'd be a big nafkamina. The whole word of going not going to their simchas is because of Avodah Zarah. So then, if notzer ma'ar considered Avodah Zarah, then it'd be mutter. I don't know how you can say notzer ma'ar of the Avodah Zarah. What's the talk about Jesus is God? How can Chas Shalom? But how can they not be over there? Maybe for us, maybe for them, it's Shituf, but for us, certainly it's Avodah Zarah. And also, there's a Meiri also says that Bizman Hazeh isn't there no of the Avodah Zarah. But again, it's hard to swallow that. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line, Lamaisa, is that in the Mishnah Halacha is absolutely asrus. He says that you're not allowed to, he's talking about office parties. He says you're not allowed to go to office parties to party with the Goyim. So, and their weddings, v'chule. He writes, Lechol al shulchan echod. So this would pose a problem for business meetings, not to even eat together on one table. And so to eat if it's rov goyim, even if it's two tables, not to do that, and even eating in a restaurant, even with Gentiles. You know, to eat at home with Bebei Sosha Yisrael, certainly not at the restaurant. And to go to their parties, certainly not. Al Tisimach Yisrael Akil Ka'amim. Ubemis ki kvar kasafti ki ra maise she oisim sudas bevati charoishes. Factory. O kiyote bezeh be offices. Biyom chag yiseyem kiyote bezeh turk. This is Reb Nasha Klein. He writes Toiki in Hebrew. So right, he writes the emphasis is on the chasnus, not on the Avodah Zarah part. So if it's chasnus, and that's pshat in the Rambam, like some people want to learn, he says no question, and don't go to their turkey parties, don't go to their Thanksgiving parties, don't go to their Christmas parties, their New Year's parties. There's no greater gram l'chasnus mizeh, pashut. We know today there's so much intermarriage. Rachmana Litzlan, 70%. But you know what? The people who are intermarrying aren't so interested in these tshuvas. Wafrat kodim yamedim shaysim sudas party balaz. Before their holiday, they make a party, Christmas Eve. Vein l'Yisrael ishtatev bismachos elu klal uklal lo. Harve chalolim hipila v'medina zu. A lot of people have fallen when attending these parties. V'hashemeya yinam v'tov elav birchas toiv, says Rav Menashe. Those who listen to me, it should be pleasant for them. They should have a bracha of good. And no, there you have it. He's very machmir on this again. There are those who would be mekil under certain circumstances, mishum eva, and. Certainly, if they're making an office party, one has to go, but at least don't eat and drink. In the Sefer V'shav Rofe, written by Rabbi Rafael Eifers, who is a very interesting tshuvas farim. He's the Rav in Amsterdam, in Rotterdam, Holland. So he has a tshuva. He was asked about a son, a Geret Sedek, going to a birthday party for his father. His father's having an 80th birthday party. Is he allowed to attend? So he writes, Yanti b'pri chodesh yeridei ashev mei Rambam. You shouldn't need a Gaisha party. If it was Rov Yisrael, it's mutter, so it's mashma mechtza on mechtza, it's aser. Mikol makom benidu didan dehave roiv akom besuda filim hayav beis Yisrael amun raide Yisrael ein lahatir el roiv nikol Yisraelim yeshu v'shulchanecha v'im roiv amesuvim b'shulchan ze. Me'afshir binyan as, it's even you have to make sure it's mostly Jews, and they're eating at their own table. V'im me'afshir binyan acher mutar lechas l'sham d'itzel kol kach makubu v'neinu b'medina zu. He says, but if there's no other way to do it, then you're allowed to go, because this iser isn't so accepted in our Medina. I've never heard such a nimuk before. This isn't so accepted in our Medina. There's hatred, because goyim, you know, you didn't go from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kalev. You should respect a goy should respect, a ger tzedek should respect his non-Jewish parent. Like the Sefer Zaken Aaron says, you could say Kaddish for your father. V'chein shamati me'agoyin Rav Meir Yust. Yoshev Roish de Rabbanut HaRashit Lenderland. V'chein hitter Mori Rabbi going to tell you from Moshe Sternbach. Skan Esei de Charedis. All right, it's ready if you have a heter from Moshe Sternbach to go to Azaz and see what's. And then you have a heter. Moshe Sternbach is no makel. He's no lightweight and he's no makel. So, you know, especially in Yanim when it comes to Frumkeit in Yanim. So, he says that Moshe Sternbuch was a matir to go to this party for his father. Okay, there are a lot more sources that talk about this, but we will conclude here. And we give ourselves a huge bracha that we should be zocha l'lomod olam lishma v'lasas, and we should always keep ourselves pure and stay away from things that distance us from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we should be zocha l'lomod olam lishma v'lasas l'chaim kol divrei Sama Torah Sevi Ahava. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.